Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Today, the home squad are with me to talk all things kitchens. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and Workers' Cottage on social media, on Instagram, and Kate O'Driscoll from Victorian Rath Mines, both with me in studio. Kate, this is a timely topic for you because you're currently in the middle of revamping or doing your kitchen.
The end of a chaotic renovation.
Really?
Yeah, living with no kitchen at the moment, two toddlers. Oh, it's a fun time.
Right. Looking back, what would you do differently?
Nothing so far. It's looking great, to
oh,
be
good.
Honest. So I'm pretty happy
Amazing.
With the outcome so far.
So then what's your tip for somebody who is starting out on the kitchen journey? What's your advice for them?
I think we always talk about this, Jenny and I, that you always look at how you use the space. What appliances do you want? How do you use the space day to day? Do you feel like you'll sit on an island more? Do you feel like you'd be at a dining table? And that will really dictate your layout. Then you can start to look at, you know, what layout you need for the kitchen, I guess.
Yeah.
What's your advice?
Think it through, like exactly as Kate said. How are you going to use it? Like the last thing that you decide on is the colour and the how it's going to look. Like that is
really?
The last thing.
So yeah. That's the first thing in my mind is the counter.
And I'm going to give a shout out because Kate and I got my kitchen. You got your last two kitchens from Savvy Kitchens in Thurles. They were brilliant. But I remember going down there and sitting with loads of ideas and a Pinterest board about what my kitchen was going to look like. And That was like weeks later, and it was Dawn, who was down in Savvy Kitchens, had this whole questionnaire about like, do you cook more? Do you cook Sunday roast? Do you bake a lot? How often do you use your dishwasher? Like, what do you need here and there? And everything was based on that utility and functionality. And then we got to make it look great. And that has been, it's made the last 5 years in that kitchen just a dream because everything works exactly how I need it to work and it just suits me.
What sort of press materials did you go for? I'm curious.
I have gone for a stained wood veneer everywhere, a dark kind of wood.
Veneer,
yeah.
Nice.
So this is how you kind of typically get a specific type of wood grain that you want stained. So I was very prescriptive. Poor Savvy, I had their hearts broken, I'm sure. But yeah, that's what I've gone for. So dark wood. The rest of my house is quite light and bright. So I think this is the warmth.
So you haven't, isn't the kind of the most recent kitchen trend is the blue and the green, isn't it?
It's my
back,
last
isn't
kitchen
it?
Was green.
How
I
many
think
kitchens
I,
have you had?
Oh, well, I'm on my third renovation now. So yeah. My last kitchen was green. And to be honest, I loved it so much, but I'm kind of sick of looking at green. So
yeah,
I want to change.
I see me seeing a lot of green.
It went in, it went out. It definitely seems to be back again. Yeah. I think just go with your heart. Kitchens last a long time, so just do whatever you want.
White countertops, isn't that sort of the...
Yeah, or some sort of stone, yeah.
087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. Right, listener says, I'm planning to do a kitchen with stainless steel countertops. Anything I need to bear in mind?
I like them. I like stainless steel countertops. I'm going to give a shout out here.
Like a restaurant?
Yeah, like a restaurant. And like they are, you know, they take a lot of heat. You don't have to worry too much about them. They can be, as Kate and I have talked about this before, they're hard to clean and they get, like, think about your sink. Sinks are hard to clean. Yeah. But baby oil is the winner. I'm going to give a big shout out to my friend Katie Wheeler here, who used to clean our stainless steel backsplash in college with baby oil, and it comes out perfect every time. It's an absolute winner.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Keeps
so
the baby
does
oil
a mark,
hand.
I suppose, and handy for...
It can dent
it look,
a little
though?
Bit.
I can't really
scratch it.
It's
clinical.
It's a style. Like your cabinetry would really want to match, you know? It's a very clinical look.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go for a farmhouse kitchen or a panelled kitchen and stainless steel countertops. I think they'll jar. So, yeah, it'd be a very clean, clinical look if that's what you're after.
Kind of a Scandi look. I'm going to give a shout out here. There's an Italian company called Fantin, F-A-N-T-I-N. You can check them out on Instagram or whatever. I know this is expensive, but they do these unbelievable steel kitchens in different colours, and they'll match the steel countertop to the colour of the steel doors of the kitchen, and the whole look is just, it's so different. But if you love that kind of Scandi, modern, slightly minimalist but still cool and colourful, I just think they look great.
I'm going to ask probably what is a very stupid question. Is it not very cold? Is there not a very cold feel off this?
There will be. Yeah. I think you definitely want to balance it in the house. Maybe you have a lot of wood elsewhere or kind of warmer colours on your walls or something like that. Or like the ones Jenny's talking about, like, came in every colour. So you could have a red kitchen, you know, so that would make
a
it
red
the colour.
Steel kitchen.
Well, like, it depends on your style. Like, it wouldn't be for me, but you know.
Yeah. But they have these really cool green, like, if you love a green kitchen, they have these really cool, like, super matte, you know, powder coated finishes. They just look very different, very cool.
Right. Listener got a new kitchen recently and foolishly didn't get the presses made up as high as the ceiling. There's now a big gap between the press and the ceiling and I hate it. The kitchen is a very pale pink. It is nicer than it sounds. Any tips on how to make it look better?
It's a tough one. It depends on the size of the gap here. You can obviously do a cornice on the top, but then if it's a big gap, like over 20 centimetres or something, you'll probably have to either build in a custom unit now and paint it to match, Or if you're lucky enough that it's a kind of a size of a standard unit, you could potentially stack units.
You could get a plinth to cover it if it's not too, you know, if it's not too gappy. Or you could get, this could be fiddly, but the cheaper way of doing it is just a row of matching baskets. If you can get some that will match the gap and just have them lined up perfectly on top of the kitchen.
I got one of those boiling water taps. I found the water doesn't get as hot as a kettle. Are there any brands that do get that hot?
I think they all
are. Just not for me.
I know. I'm putting one into my kitchen, and this was a bone of contention between me and my husband, because I was like, I won't use it for tea. I'm going to boil the kettle. Like, to be totally honest, and I've had tea from it. It just gets below boiling and it reminds me of what I call train tea. I don't know. I don't make any of them.
My mother, and there's one at home in the home house, and I can tell you now, off air, I'd put you in touch with my mother and you'll not, you won't get the top. Yeah. Like, I think if you live in an area with hard or coarse water, like you know, she's had a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
And also as well, you're right, it doesn't. It's always just that little tiny bit cooler as well, you know. Right, listeners looking for tips to clean a Belfast sink. I find the white stains so easily.
Oh, ceramic is fairly bomb-proof though, so you can bleach it and everything. And then if that doesn't work, you can get a ceramic paste. I think it's called like Cerami Star or something is one I used before that was on Amazon. But that should buff out quite a lot of stains as well.
I would get the pink stuff.
Sorry, I was going to say,
it's
not called pink sauce. It's called pink stuff.
The pink stuff,
I don't know what's in it, but it's unbelievable.
I don't care. I don't want to know. It's amazing. It's like those, you know, those sponges, the magic sponges.
Yeah, Scrub Daddy.
Please don't. Scrub Daddy are great. But you know the magic eraser sponges? They're like slightly abrasive.
I had no use out of that.
Oh my God, I love them so much.
I have a kind of
stony grout.
Like stone sort of, like the shower tray is kind of that white stone. It was a fantastic idea until I realised I love makeup and face tan. And now it's a slight discoloured, you know.
But
I have this pink stuff go everywhere. Lifts whatever. I don't know what's in it, but.
I don't want to know. It's magic.
It's just abrasive. So just be careful on the surface you're using it on. I'd maybe keep it away from woods and stuff like that or anything sensitive.
Texter is looking for advice on what's the best paint to use over melamine.
You've two options here. So a good primer is more important than the paint, I think. A good primer like the Zinsner Bin paint. And then maybe when you're painting, put a bit of sheen, some percentage of sheen, maybe 5% sheen in the paint that you're using, because otherwise you'll have paw prints everywhere. And then another one, if you have that shiny melamine, you can actually peel it off using a heat gun. And then get back to the MDF below and paint that directly.
Okay. Now, here's a Black Harpic toilet cleaner.
Oh.
Great for the Belfast sink.
Good call. Yeah.
Black Harpic toilet cleaner.
Well, ceramic.
It's
ceramic.
Like extra
toilet
strength.
Cleaner room.
Yeah.
Right. Currently renovating my kitchen and have an American fridge freezer, which is mostly always full but won't fit in the kitchen. Should I get a full fridge in the new kitchen, which is the same, you know, fridge space or freezer space, or one that's under the counter in the utility room? Or should I get a normal fridge freezer in the kitchen, which will have both the fridge and freezer in the same room, but compromise on the fridge storage?
I mean, you can get both. You can mix and match all of this.
Oh, don't
and I
get
know
rid of your big American fridge freezer. I'm dying to
put
them.
They look terrible.
They're fantastic.
I'm in favour of putting a freezer out in the utility. I think it's handy because you don't need to access it as much, and then it gives you much more fridge space in the kitchen. But I'm going to let Kate talk you through an option here that you can do for an additional under-the-counter solution.
So at the moment, I'm doing a full-length fridge, full-length freezer, both integrated, but my freezer's not beside my fridge because, like Jenny said, you wouldn't use it every day or a lot. And then for overflow, because we've a biggish family or growing family in our island, we have a drawer fridge and it's actually adaptable. It can be a fresh drawer for fruit and veg. It can be a fridge or it can be a freezer if you're not a heavy freezer
user. So you can
change
the temperature settings on it and use it whatever you want. So the listener, this could be for you. It's Fisher Paykel, I think, is the brand. Yeah.
And so, sorry, you've a full length fridge and a full length freezer.
Yeah.
And then you've separately a fridge drawer.
Yeah.
Why?
But I might not use the fridge drawer for like, as a fridge. I might use it as a fresh drawer for fruit and veg during the summer months, and then we might use it for parties, for drinks, or like the everyday breakfast stuff at the island.
Yeah.
So there's ways. It just gives you a bit of flexibility.
And sorry,
I suppose.
What was the company you said?
Fisher Paykel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, question for the home squad I have. Is it Shieldstone? Suede finish, am I pronouncing it?
Sealstone. S-I-L-E, yeah.
There's a couple of stains on it. I don't know what from. Any thoughts on cleaning it?
Sif.
Oh.
Sif.
Right.
Easy. Siphon is
good. Simple
as that. Yeah, I think that's the absolute winner. They say, again, it's just as mildly abrasive you know, probably the pink stuff will clean it as well. But that is what I lash on my countertops and it does it every time.
I'm hoping to take the paint off the banisters and my stairs. Any advice on how to use a heat gun? I've been told it could burn the wood.
Jenny's laughing at me now because I've stripped two whole staircases with a heat gun. You have to check for lead paint first. Be very, very careful. Do a swab test with lead paint test
kit. How did you do that?
You can buy these little swab tests online. Do that. Make sure you know you're dealing with lead paint because lead paint is super dangerous. Don't ever sand lead paint. You can strip it with the heat gun, but you need maximum ventilation and a good mask on. And you need to keep that temp low. Keep your heat gun really moving so the paint just blisters but doesn't smoke. You never want to see smoke when you've lead paint. But being really careful, like maximum ventilation if it is lead paint, but any paint, to be honest, and good HEPA mask, I would say. But go to my Instagram, you'll see me crying about it for hours.
And then maybe rethink the whole thing.
Yeah. But sorry, so you did a little test that you bought online first to check the paint.
Check if it's lead paint. Because a lot of old houses will have lead paint from the kind of 60s, 70s time.
Do you know any Irish companies that do alternative doors for IKEA presses? I'm hoping to get the body in my kitchen done cheaply with the IKEA kitchen and then use different coloured doors.
First of all, I think IKEA doors are great and they have a huge range. So have a look. And if there's something you want specifically, okay, there's somewhere else you can go. But like IKEA have great doors. Even get the plainest one and repaint it or put on different handles, whatever. There is a company called Modoco, M-O-D-O-C-O. They specialise in making doors. They're in Ireland. Abroad, there's an amazing company called Superfront. They're more expensive and you're going to have to pay shipping costs, but they just do fabulous stuff, even for inspiration. I'd also say, I don't know if they do it, but check out somewhere like the Panelling Centre because they will just make anything to spec. So if you have the measurements, then they'll probably make whatever you want.
Simple as that. I'm trying to colour drench a bedroom in my house, says this texter. I found that the wood colour is always that little bit shinier than the wall paint because it needs to be more durable. It means that it doesn't totally blend and even looks that bit darker. Any way around it?
You can actually get super flat paint or super matte paint. And a lot of the time you can actually paint wood with a standard wall paint if you use a decent primer anyway.
It's all about the primer. Yeah. Always got a good primer. Zinsser bin.
Yeah. And what primer would you?
Zinsser.
Sorry?
Yeah. Zinsser. Z-I-N-S-S-E-R. Zinsser bin.
It's the right primer.
And you need to prime the whole lot, do you?
Yeah, that looks just the wood. Create a bit more of a level playing field. And that will give you that kind of matte finish on the wood that's similar to the walls.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come back another day. A lot of people very annoyed about the American fridge freezer.
Oh, I hate them. I'll take you on.
I adore them.
Send me a message.
So are you anti the ice?
The ice is terrible.
Oh, stop.
I
want an ice maker. No. I love an ice
maker.
This
is when I win the 254,000 in the cash machine that I want to start doing. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner, columnist and Workers College on Instagram. Kate O'Driscoll, Victorian Rap Minds on Instagram as well. Thanks a million to you both for joining us. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.